We're in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Beis, Amud Aleph, the two dots. We said in the Mishnah, V'lai Rakot, and vegetables also have Rosh Hashanah on the one of the month of Tishrei. Tana, we have a brisa that goes as follows. Lai Rakot, V'la Masot, V'la Ndarim. That the one of the month of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for vegetables, for Maaser, and for vows. So now the Gemara says, wait a second. Lai Rakot, Maininu. What are you talking about when you tell me vegetables? Maser Yarak. You're talking to me about Maaser vegetables. Well, then that's the next word in the Mishnah. Hainu Masrot. That's the very next word in the Braisa. Maisro. So why do we have to mention both? Says the Gemara, Tana Drabanan Miktani Doraita. You're right. Maaser is biblical. Technically, vegetables, one does not have to take off Maaser for. The rabbis instituted Maaser for vegetables. So, the Mishnah enumerates both the rabbinic New Year and the biblical New Year. The rabbinic Maaser is on vegetables. The biblical Maaser is on other things. So it says Yirokos, which is rabbinic Maaser, and Maisros, which is biblical Maaser. Why doesn't the Mishnah first enumerate that which is biblical? That would seem to be more important. Answers the Gemara, because he's more fond of what they instituted, the rabbis, so he says it first. So what about our Tana? Our Mishnah doesn't say Maaser, it just says Lairokos. It only says the rabbinic, answers the Gemara. Tana Drabanan, it mentioned the rabbinic Maaser. It says vegetables, it means Maaser Yarak. And if the rabbinic Maaser has a set date when the year ends and the new year begins, Kol Shekin Doraita, certainly the biblical one has a set date when the new year begins. Now, when is that date? He didn't bother telling me that. That it doesn't say in the Mishnah. You can't say a Kol Shekin on a date. You could say Kol Shekin on a concept. How does this Kol Shekin work? So, I think, I didn't see it spelled out, but I think the pshat over here is, we have a rule called the Tikkun Rabbanan Ken Doraita Tikkun, that the rabbis don't invent their own system. The rabbinic system is an extension of the biblical system. And when the rabbis make an institution, they're not going to invent a new concept. So, the Talmud questions when they invent something new. Lighting Hanukkah candles. How'd they get away with that? So the Talmud has a long discussion. Reading Megillah. How'd they do that? So the Talmud has a long discussion. But everything else is basically built after biblical institution. So is Hanukkah. So is Purim. Because we derive from the Az Yashir, this week's Parsha, that there's a biblical responsibility to express thanks when God does something good for us. So, at any rate, back to our Gemara. So, the Kol Shekin, how much more so that the biblical must have a set date when the old year begins and the old year ends and the new year begins. Velitni Maaser, why does it say it in the plural in the Braisa? Why does it say Maasrot? It should say Maaser. In singular tense, it's coming to encompass really two types of maaser, the tithe of the animal and the tithe of the grains. Velitni yarak, dagan means grains, yeah. Velitni yarak, why do we say yirakot in the plural? Why didn't we say yarak in the singular? Answers the Gemara, trei gavne yarak, because there are really two types of vegetables, two types of greenery, when it comes to Maaser. Titnan, as the Mishnah teaches, Yerek HaNe'egad. Okay, we have to introduce this. The Torah tells us that when we harvest our crops, we have certain gifts we have to give. We have to give Truma, we have to give Maaser. Certain things also have Bikurim. We have the gifts to the poor. The Torah says that when you bring the grains home, then you have to take off trumos and maasers. What happens when it's out in the field? I didn't bring it home yet. So then, technically, biblically, I can eat it. Okay. Now, we understand from the psukim that there are really two stages. Firstly, the fruit has to ripen. It has to reach gmar. It has to be ripe. And then after you pluck it, it has to be a finished product. It has to have gmar melachto. After it's a finished product, so then with the grains being a finished product is when you make a goren, when you make a pile in the silo, that's the finished product. And then from that point onward, we say you can't even nash on it, you can't even eat arai, you can't eat in passing from the grains because it's finished. That's it. Now you have to take off trumas and maestros. With regard to other fruits and vegetables, so we have mishnayos after mishnayos that discuss at what point is it called the finishing that you finished the work with that fruit or that vegetable. And that concept of finishing my work, having a finished product, we borrow the term from the grains, and excuse the pun, we call it gorno. Gorno, goren, is the pile in the silo. That's the classical case of grains, that when you have a goren, you have a pile of grain, so then you have a finished product. When we apply it to other fruits and vegetables, we say, at what point is gono? At what point is that considered its finished product, its finished pile? So that depends on the fruit and the vegetable. And the Mishnah says, ditnan, yerek hanegad, vegetables that ordinarily you put them in clusters, you bind them together, like when you buy garlic, you buy little sacks of garlic. So on their days, you have the vegetables that you tie together. Imagine you want to buy some carrots. So they take a bunch of carrots with their heads, they tie the heads together, and they sell them as a bundle. So yerek hanegad, a vegetable that's ordinarily put into bundles, mishayogad, when you tie it into bundles, when you tie it into clusters, that's when it's considered that you finished working with that vegetable.
And from that point, you need to take
two more lessons. Right. V'sheino negad, in a vegetable that you don't tie up, let's say a watermelon. You ain't tying up watermelons together. Then when you finish filling a vessel, when you finish filling your crate or whatever vessel it is, that's when it's considered that you finished your work with that vegetable, and it's chayv and truma and meiser, and you can't even eat arai, you can't even take a passing snack from it. So, no. They knew. So you see that when it comes to vegetables, the halacha divides it into two types of vegetables. Those vegetables that are sold in clusters, those vegetables that are sold separately. So because there are two types of vegetables, the Mishnah, when it discusses that there's a new year for vegetables, uses the plural sense, la yerakot, for vegetables, in the plural sense, it doesn't say la yerek, because there are two types of vegetables with regards to the halachos of trumas and maisos. Yeah?
So what happens if you have one ton of watermelons, and your kli is only, it can only have the capacity to hold half a ton? So in that situation, you will remove. So you need to have two kli, one.
No,
for,
the question is, I don't know. I don't remember. Gotta look it up. Tan Rabbanan. Masrot is the biblical miser of the animals and the dagan, which are both biblical. Yerakot is the rabbinic miser of the two types of vegetables.
What's dagan again? Sorry.
Dagan is grains.
How could you make a rabbinical? It's going to the Kohen. Because I'm saying you have to donate money to the. They're forcing you to donate your produce to the Kohen. The Torah says it. Okay, I get that. The Torah says something. But Chazal is telling me something many times it's on a suffix because, you know...
Here's not a suffix. It's very clear. You don't have to midoraisa, only midrabana. What's the logic behind the takana?
it seems like, I mean, I appreciate that the rabbis want people to give truma and maser, but it's not your approach.
So why did they make people give maser? Yeah, right. Right. I don't remember. There's a discussion. I don't remember if it's a Tosfos here. There's a Tosfos somewhere that discusses it. I don't remember. Don't remember. I don't remember what was the logic of making the rabbinic institution nicer on vegetables. Lo zocher. There was a logic behind it. I don't remember what it is. Tosa somewhere discusses it. Don't remember right now. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. Sorry. You could daven that I will too. I also want to remember. Tanu Rabbanan, liket yara kerev Rosh Hashanah ad shelo tavo shemesh. If someone harvested a vegetable on the eve of Rosh Hashanah, everyone's getting ready with their kittel, and he says, honey, 1 second, I'm just going out to the garden. I want to get a few more tomatoes. So he grabs a few tomatoes before Rosh Hashanah, and bad news for him, he forgot to take off trumas and maizros. He ain't eating that salad this Rosh Hashanah. He can't take off trumas and maizros on Yom Tov. V'chazal v'liket mishetavo shemesh. And then comes nightfall. He tells his neighbor Jack, hey Jack, do me a favor. It's a holiday for me. But I could really use another tomato in my salad. Could you come pluck a tomato for me? So Rosh Hashanah night, that night, he picks another few tomatoes. But night set in. It's already the new year. We just said that with regards to vegetables, like every other miser, the year is defined by that night setting in. So the vegetable he picked an hour ago and the vegetable he picked now are from two separate years. So when he has to take off Tumas and Maisros, ain't Tominu Maslin Mizalze, he cannot take off Tumas and Maisros from this tomato and that tomato, even though they were both ripe on the vine at the same time. But when it comes to vegetables, what defines their period for taking off Tumas and Maisros is the moment in which you pick it. We are going to see Bezat Hashem later on in the Gemara that every type of produce has their defining moment, meaning certain produce when it's ripe a third, certain produce when it's fully ripe, certain produce when you pick it. Different produce have different times which define its chiv of maaser. So we need it to be a certain level of ripeness, right? Yeah, the pre has to be completed. Then it has to reach that point which obligates it that year, and then you have to finish the work with that fruit or vegetable or grain, right? The gemar melachto, gorno, the pile. But the defining moment as to is this a vegetable of year number 2 in the Shemitah cycle or year number 3 in the Shemitah cycle, and the nafkamina is, can I take off trumas and maizros from this on other fruits or other fruits on this? Well, that depends on when you picked it when it comes to a vegetable. Lefi she'en tomin u'masrin lo min hachadash al hayashan. Because he can't take off trumas and maisers from old fruits and new fruits or new fruits and old fruits. Let's say Erev Rosh Hashanah was the second year of Shemitah. Then comes in Rosh Hashanah, you're holding the third year of Shemitah. Shniya, the second year of Shemitah, you have to take off Maser Rishon and Maser Sheni. Shilishit, the third year of Shemitah, you take off Maser Rishon and Maser Ani. So, Bechlal, one tomato you have to give Maiser Sheni from, and the other tomato you have to give Maiser Ani from. Minani Mili. Now the Gemara asks us a very important question. How do you know this concept that on the third year you only give Maiser Ani and not Maiser Sheni? Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. The Pasuk says, Ki techalel aser tkol maaser tovatcha bashana shlishit, shnat ha-maaser. The Pasuk describes the third year of the cycle as being shnat ha-maaser, the year of the maaser. Shana she'en ba'el ha-maaser echad. That's telling me this year has only one maaser. Ha-ketzad, maaser rishon, u-maaser ani, u-maaser sheni, yibatel. It's telling you that even though the previous 2 years you gave Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni, This year you only give one of those, you give Maaser Rishon, and that year the Torah then describes, you also give Maaser Ani. Maybe the pasuk means to tell me the only Maaser you give is Maaser Ani on the third year, you don't give Maaser Rishon at all. Talmud Lomar, that's why the pasuk teaches me. Hashem tells Moshe, tell the Levites, when you take the miser that I gave you as your inheritance, your plot in the land of Israel, the pasuk was calling the miser nachala. It's telling you it's like the nachala, just like the inheritance of land, manachala in laefsek, just like the land you inherited has no pause, it's yours forever. Af maaser rishon en lo efsek. So too, maaser rishon has no pause. Every year of the Shemitah cycle, you give maaser rishon. So then when the pasuk says that on the third year you only have one maaser, it means one of the two. Not that you only have maaser ani, but rather that you only have maaser rishon together with the maaser ani. And we'll pick up here, Be'ezat Hashem, tomorrow night.